This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week on Rock Power Radio, we're bringing you another lesson from our healing school. We're having healing school every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Every Thursday night, we are instructing people on what the Bible has to say about healing. And our goal is, and we will attain that goal, and that is to convince anyone who would listen that it's God's will to heal you today, that God does heal today, and it's God's will to heal today, and it's God's will to heal you today, and through faith, you can be healed today. God heals through His Word. The entrance of His Word gives light. Most Christians are in the dark concerning healing because too many people, bless their darling hearts, preach their experience instead of the Bible. You can go to some of our dead denominational churches and you'll never hear the word born again, and you probably won't find anyone there that's born again because they don't preach the Bible, they preach their experience. And their experience is they're not born again. Their experience is they have no victory over sin. Their experience is they have no victory over Satan. Their experience is they have no victory over sickness. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ always leads us in triumph, the Bible says. Well, what does He lead you in triumph over? Over all the power of the enemy. Over all the works of the enemy. And God is not the author of sickness. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And what did Jesus do after He received the Holy Spirit and power? Well, He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, it didn't have to just be Jesus. You could put in there, I'm going to paraphrase here, but you could just put in there how God anointed Paul with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all. You could put in there how God anointed Peter. You could put in there how God anointed Joe. You could put in there how God anointed Bob, because it's not Tom, Dick, or Harry, it's the Holy Spirit and power who does the healing. But it always comes after hearing. The Bible says, and you should look this up if you haven't heard our lesson on it, the Bible says people came to hear and to be healed. If you come to criticize, if you come to dispute, if you come to find fault, you're not going to be healed. God's not interested in fault finding. God's not interested in criticism. God's interested in healing. And faith comes by hearing. We have been preaching healing for 30 years. But only now has God really, really emphasized us to have this healing school. We've had short ones in the past. But the body of Christ is being bled by Obamacare and by insurance and by lack of good medical attention. And it's not necessary. God said, I am the Lord, your healer. Now, I'm certainly not against doctors or medicine, but I am for God, and God's for healing you. Father, we thank you that you are unchangeable, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, that it endures forever. The promises of God are forever settled in heaven. And so, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit who moved upon holy men of old to author this word and to record your instructions and your directions. And so, Father, we thank you that we have that Spirit in us to lead us and to guide us. And so, Father, we lean upon Him tonight, both to speak and to hear. And Father, may we give you glory and honor and thanksgiving in all that we do and say and in our lives. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God is our healer. He said so. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, or I am the Lord your physician, or I am the Lord your healer. You need to make God your healer just like you made God your Savior. And you say, well, Pastor, how do you do that? Well, you do that exactly the same way you made him your Savior. You first heard. None of you made God your Savior, made Jesus your Savior, till you heard that he died for your sins. Someone preached it. The Bible says, how can they believe in him whom they've not heard? And how can they hear unless someone tells them? Who will tell them but a preacher? So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, 17. Faith to be saved comes by hearing. Faith to be healed comes by hearing. That's how God works. God sent his word and saved them. God sent his word and healed them. In fact, the word saved is also translated healed. The word means healing, both in the Hebrew and in the Greek. So God wants to heal us, but we have to hear. The Bible says, take heed what you hear. You want to hear the word of God, take heed how you hear. Don't doubt the word of God. Doubt the word of men. And the Bible several times says the people came to hear and to be healed. They came to hear and to be healed. And I'm telling you, if you'll hear, you'll be healed. Turn over to Mark chapter 5. We have an account in Mark chapter 5 of someone who heard. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Now a certain woman had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better. That's Mark 5:26. But rather grew worse. Having heard about Jesus, where did this begin? She heard about Jesus. Having heard about Jesus, she didn't say, that's that carpenter guy, isn't it? She didn't say that. She came looking for him. She came in the crowd and touched his garment. Now, why would she touch his garment? For she said, Amplified Bible and present tense, she kept on saying. Vincent's word studies say, she was or kept saying as she pressed through the crowd, either to herself or to others. She kept saying, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. She kept saying. Why? You got to keep the switch of faith turned on. It would have been very easy if she hadn't had great faith trying to come through that crowd in her weakened condition. She would have given up. But she kept saying. Just picture this poor woman, weakened, pushing through this crowd. And she kept saying, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. If I can just get to Jesus, I'll be healed. She wasn't even like blind Bartimaeus who yelled out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. She probably was weak. For she kept on saying, if only I may touch his clothes. See, that must have been what she heard. She heard that people were touching his clothes and getting healed. She said, I shall be made whole. See, I. Not I might. Maybe this might work for me. I'm going to give it a try. Immediately. The fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt. Better translation, she knew. The word pictures in the New Testament says, she knew. The verb means she knew she was healed. For she knew, it means to know absolutely. She didn't just feel it, she knew. She knew today is the day of salvation. She knew in her body that she was healed of that affliction. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that power, virtue, the King James says, power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? He wanted to know. He wanted to encourage her. He wanted to give her some instructions. But his disciples said, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched my clothes? See, this woman had more faith than Peter and James and John and the rest of them. Come on, she did. And he looked around to see who had done this thing. You can see faith. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the truth, the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith. I put it down, your own faith If it was hers, it was her own, right? Your own faith has made you well. Most people say, well, Jesus healed that woman. No, her own faith healed that woman. She heard, she said, and she did what she said. Your own faith has made you well. That's the very same Greek word for salvation. Your own faith has saved you, the Greek says. So we can see that saved means healed. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. The Williams translation says your faith has cured you. The Darby says your faith has healed you. Young's literal translation says your faith has saved you. The Jubilee translation says thy faith has made thee saved. Go in peace and remain whole of that plague. But she kept on saying she had ample opportunity to doubt. Can you imagine after 12 years? It'd be hard to believe anything. But she kept on saying. She heard and she believed it and she kept right on saying. And she wasn't hoping, she was believing. And believe is a verb. She was acting on what she heard. That's what believe means. It's not mental assent. So she was not ignoble. She was of more noble character than the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious leaders you see. Healing is a settled fact from God's perspective. We've got to establish that the Word of God is God speaking to you, and whatever He did for that woman, He'll do for you. Why? Because His promises are not yes and no. His promises aren't to her, not to you. Therefore, whosoever will. All things are possible to him who believes. That certainly includes healing. How anybody could say God doesn't heal today when the Bible says all things are possible to him that believes? Not all things are possible except healing. No, today is the day of salvation. Today we've got to have that foundation. And we've got to know that God watches over that word to perform it. And when you believe it, you don't have to try to believe. You ever seen a caterpillar try to be a caterpillar? I always say this, cows moo, dogs bark, and sinners sin, and believers ought to believe. Amen? Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our healing school, and we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come. And I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And He does it through His Word and through His Spirit and through the body of Christ.